1 Samuel, chapter 6. And the ark of Yahweh was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of Yahweh? Tell us, with what shall we send it to his place? And they said, If you send away the ark of the Elohim of Israel, and do not send it empty, but in any wise return to him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Well, then said they, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? And they answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the princes of the Philistines. For one plague was upon you all, and on your princes. For this reason you shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give honor to the Elohim of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off of you, and from off of your Elohim, and from off of your land. For this reason, then, do you harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now, for this reason, make a new cart, and take 2 milk kine, upon which there has come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of Yahweh, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which you return him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side of it, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goes up along the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of Yahweh upon the cart, and the coffer of with the mice of gold, and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to the path of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand nor to the left. And the princes of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Yahshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering to Yahweh. And the Levites took down the ark of Yahweh, and the coffer that was with it, in which the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day to Yahweh. And when the 5 princes of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering to Yahweh. For Ashdod, 1. For Gaza, 1. For Ashkelon, 1. For Gath, 1. For Ekron, 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 princes, both of the fenced cities and of country villages, even to the great stone of Abel, upon which they set down the ark of Yahweh, which stone remains to this day in the field of Yahshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of Yahweh. Even he smote the people 50,000 and 70 men, and the people lamented because Yahweh had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Yahweh Elohim? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of Yahweh. Come down and fetch it up to you. End of chapter 1.